Could a Las Vegas-style casino be as close as National Harbor? Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker is backing a billion-dollar high-end casino along the banks of the Potomac, which he says will bring substantial revenue to the county. The county executive joins us live this morning here in our studios at WTOP. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Now, let me ask you a question. What happened with casinos? At one point, you didn't think they were such a great idea. Now you support it.
Well, what I didn't support were slot machines. What I didn't want to have in the county were these slot machines, these slots barns where people just go in there and they're spending their last dime. What I've asked for in the General Assembly is a high-end casino type, which will bring in not just the table games and casinos, and slots, but also will bring in entertainment, restaurants, will be an economic boom to the county and not draining from its resources. And so the study we did that I had commissioned for the county showed that if we built a high-end facility, that we'd attract people from Northern Virginia, D.C., and quite honestly, the East Coast. And it's exactly fitting in with what we want to do to get people in.
But the argument against gambling anywhere has always been what comes with it. And even high-end places, you get an increase in drugs and prostitution, things like that.
Well, what we said, if we given the revenues that are going to come in from, we estimate about between $40 to $50 million a year that would come into the county, we would use portions of those to increase our public safety. We would use portions for social for nonprofits that are standing in a gap for social issues, and we use portions of it for housing stabilization, which would go directly into some of the issues that are affected. One of the things I try to remind people is, the referendum is already passed in Maryland, so it's right. You have gaming in the state of Maryland.
That's also, out of the barn.
It's out of the barn. That's also something different from when I was there in the legislature. And so we're dealing with some of the social issues right now in Prince George's County. The difference is we don't have the money
right.
to deal with it.
No, we're not nailing you for changing your mind. These are different times, and the economy is different. There are a lot of factors here. Don't get us wrong. We just wanted to know what caused the change in your thinking there. What about the prospect here for the upside? We talked about the downside. How many jobs could be created? How much money could be generated through those jobs in the way of tax revenue as well?
Well, we think it's an economic boom for us in that it will create 5,000 permanent jobs once this is completed, paying somewhere between $34,000 to $55,000 a year. During the construction, that's 1,300 jobs. And I want to say that the permanent jobs will be union jobs. So you have to have health insurance and things of that nature. And then the offside of it is that I think people will come to National Harbor in that arena just to see what this facility is like, and they will spend money in the other things we have right. at the outlet mall that we're going to have there, at downtown National Harbor. So we think there's some good benefits from this.
Just a few seconds left, but this is a long process, and even if it happens, it's kind of a long way away still, isn't it?
It is. I mean, one of the other check and balance that happens is that this has got to go to referendum. So the voters of Prince George's County will get a chance to have their say at it. But I hope that it will pass the General Assembly and we'll give the voters a chance to weigh in on this.
What are the odds?
That's good.
Real quick before we go, bag tax. You like the idea or not?
I do like it. It's a bag. I tell them it's a bag fee. It's not a bag tax. I think for the environment in Prince George's County and surrounding areas, it's worked in D.C., and I'd like to see us have the opportunity to debate it in Upper Marlboro.
Rushern Baker, great to have you with us this morning. Come visit more often.
We'll do that. Thank you very much.